Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. Today we continue our discussion on what I would call true success. So often we measure success by what people have, the size of their bank account, the stuff that they have, the houses, the cars. Do they have a big job or a thriving business? That's usually what we deem as success, at least in Western culture. I shared with you the story about my father and what he's going through, and we've talked about that for the last couple of weeks. And yesterday I discussed the outpouring that he's received from people who know him and love him and have worked with him and have relationships with him. And what was amazing to me is just the impact that he's had on so many lives, where he's made people's lives better as a result of who he is and what he's done. That, to me, is the ultimate measure of success. So today I thought I'd talk a little bit about how he's done this. It begins with selflessness. And at dinner a couple of nights ago, I was with my oldest brother, Adam, and we were discussing my father and his ability to bond with people. And what we talked about was just simply the fact that he's not that big personality. He's not the life of the party. As a matter of fact, he's kind of quiet in a group setting. My brother Mark is that guy that's the life of the party. He's not the overly thoughtful person that's always reaching out to everybody. That's my mother. She's great at that. My dad is that person that connects with people on their level, one-on-one. He listens. He's present in a discussion, and he makes it all about you when he's talking to you. And he's got this genuine interest in what people have to say. If you talk to him, you won't know anything about him. He will volunteer little, if any, information about himself, unless you specifically ask him. But he has become the master at the art of listening. And again, it's because of this interest that he has in people. And not only does he listen, he remembers what he's told. So he will often feed that back in the same conversation, bring it up in later conversations, so people feel and know that they're being heard. And so all of a sudden, you start to open up to them. And so this skill that I've talked about in prior podcasts, this skill of listening is such a great skill to master, right? When you could be in the moment, focused on what people say, and they know that you're taking in what they're giving you. And you know, people's favorite topic is always themselves, right? We know that. We all like to talk about ourselves. And what he's mastered is just giving people the platform to do that and being interested in what they have to say and just driving this whole idea of being a great listener and being that person that takes it all in. So we're going to talk more about this as we progress through the week, but I think that's a great starting point to ask yourself, right? If you truly want to be successful, how great a listener are you? And if you want to make an impact in the lives of others, start by becoming a very good listener. Stop worrying about what you have to say and start focusing on what other people are saying to you. If you know of anybody that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link's joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on links to iTunes or to Stitcher where they can pull in the podcast. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about, we'll continue talking about, you know, the art of listening, but we're going to take that one step further to touch on motivation.